I swear to God, I've never heard of a jazz video game.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought every teenage boy has their jazz video game.
Yeah.
I mean, sounds like a punishment.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was eye-opening. The way it worked is you would just wander through the history of jazz. Like, you didn't really do anything. You're just kind of a passive participant. It's like...
Wait, there's no game aspect of it? It's just wandering through jazz?
You just are a jazz audience member. Like imagine, like, Call of Duty. If
yeah.
Instead of storming barracks, you just, like, quietly listen to Jelly Roll Morton play some Hot Licks. That was... Oh. So then I wanted to become a musician, and I got really into it. I used to wear a fedora...
Oh, God, how old were you at the time?
Yeah, I was 14. It wasn't great.
You were a 14-year-old wearing a fedora trying to be like a hipster jazz guy.
Right, but I would dress like a normal 14-year-old boy up until my neck, and then from the head up, I wear the haberdashery of like an old, cool black guy.
Yeah.
But then from here down, it'd just be like bugle boy. Ironically, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I play trumpet. But and one day I was walking along the street, and a guy pulled up in a car next to me. And he rolled down the window, and I was wearing my fedora, and he just quietly went, "Lose the hat." And then he drove
He saved your life.
My guardian angel. Yeah.
You went to a jazz camp then.
That's right. I went to a series.
Well, like, is that like a summer camp? What is that?
Yeah, it's a summer camp for the unfortunate youths who have decided that jazz is the centerpiece of their lives.
Right.